one component is being involved in the planning, but the other component too is, you know, some communities have sent officers to specific training on crime prevention through environmental design. It's a whole philosophy and a whole theory of how to do that, and then they come back to the communities and they have forums where you know, builders or homeowners can come in and we give them information. So there's informal ways of doing it, there's also formal ways of doing it. And we're going to be sending, hopefully, an officer to some of that training coming up, and hopefully when that officer comes back, we can get some of that information digested by us and then somehow put out to the community. Even simple things, for example, if you put up a solid wood fence, that's a little less costly in the initial, but that may allow people to hide behind it or interrupt your light pattern. So getting people to understand there's always trade-offs with something. That the cheapest way to do something is not always the best way. If you put up maybe an iron railing fence you can see through, that gives people less opportunity to hide behind it. Also, bushes and lighting and building in natural surveillance so that, you know, not necessarily cameras, but as people walk up to an apartment building or something, there's windows overlooking the main entrance. There's ways that other people can see what's going on. The national scale depends on which article you read, but anywhere between 10% to 15% is what nationally women is represented in law enforcement. Our department right now is 6% or 7%, so clearly we're below the national average. And some of the things we're doing to increase that is looking at different ways to target women for recruitment. So if we can get more people in the recruit academies, then there's a higher likely chance in the future we're going to have more women in the workforce. And also trying to develop role models as women police officers. So what are we doing of the women police officers we have? How are they becoming role models? How are they involved in the community so that other females in society can look at them and go, that's a positive role model as a female law enforcement officer, and get people interested in wanting to be a law enforcement officer.
And